You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network. Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled Interview with Andrea Bewer and Marnie Deethorn of the Veterans Back to Work Bootcamp. I am very excited today to be speaking with Andrea Bewer, the Executive Director of the Des Plaines, Illinois Chamber of Commerce, and Marnie Deethorn, Vice President of Human Resources, Rivers Casino in Des Plaines, Illinois, of the Veterans Back to Work Bootcamp. For those of our listeners who don't know, Des Plaines, Illinois is a suburb of the city of Chicago, located in Cook County and just north of O'Hare International Airport. Welcome to the show, Andrea and Marnie.
Thanks for having us, Steve.
Thank you.
Andrea and Marnie, my father was a World War II veteran. He was actually hurt in an explosion, so he was considered a disabled veteran. His twin brother was killed in Anzio, Italy, so I personally understand the sacrifices families make with members in the military. I'm excited to learn about and have our listeners learn about your program for veterans and their spouses.
Thank you for his service.
Andrea, you are Executive Director of the Des Plaines Area of Chamber of Commerce, and Des Plaines, Illinois is near Chicago. Tell us a little bit about your position.
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, Steve, I am the Executive Director of the Des Plaines Chamber of Commerce, and we are a major metropolitan chamber of commerce just located west of the city of Chicago. And basically, the chamber creates opportunities and it really connects businesses. We provide marketing opportunities, professional development and networking, business assistance, community involvement, and of course, our foundation, and through our foundation, our Des Plaines Chamber Veterans Back to Work Bootcamp. So I, as an executive director, you know, I oversee it all and just do it all and just try to, you know, help businesses connect and succeed.
Marnie, you are Vice President of Human Resources at Rivers Casino in Des Plaines. Tell us a little bit about your position.
Well, thank you so much. As the Vice President of Human Resources, I drive the strategic direction and operational effectiveness of the HR function within Rivers Casino Des Plaines. I oversee all aspects of human resources, leading a very talented HR team and collaborating with some amazing peers and business partners to cultivate a positive and engaging work environment that aligns with our goals and values.
Andrea, you're the mother of an active military member. Your son is in the military. Thank you for his service. What branch of the military is he in and where is he serving?
Yeah, well, Brandon, my son, he just recently turned 30 and he serves in the United States Air Force. He's actually served for the past 9 years. And right now he's at Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas, but he is going to be relocating soon to Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio in the fall.
Marnie, you're a Marine veteran. Thank you for your service. Tell us a little bit about your military career.
Thank you. So I actually joined the Marine Corps after college. I was looking for a challenge in my life, and I served 4 years during peacetime and was military police and got out 1998 as a corporal.
Andrea, you're one of the founders of the Veterans Back to Work Bootcamp, now in its 7th year. What inspired you to create such a boot camp?
7 years ago, as of a new executive director for the Des Plaines Chamber, as I was talking to the businesses in the community, they were having trouble, and they still are to this day, hiring qualified individuals. At the same time, as you know, my son has served in the Air Force for 9 years. Some of his friends that were in the Marines were coming back from serving, and they were struggling on what to do, you know, where to find work, how to start networking, and they were enrolled in a local community college, but they really needed some direction. So it was kind of like a aha moment, you know, that we all have. I'm like, as a new executive director, you know, with the chamber, I knew there were so many businesses that were here. I also have had the pleasure of working with several veterans that own businesses in the community and just knew a lot of them that, you know, would make great support systems for these veterans that were coming back. And it was kind of like a moment where I'm like, I could help. There's something that we could do. And then along came Rivers Casino, which is an amazing, amazing partner in the Des Plaines community. And I knew that they had several opportunities that I could possibly apply for a grant to create this program. So wrote up a grant, and Marnie probably could take it from there. And just, you know, next thing I knew, they loved the idea. They had several veterans working for their organization that really wanted to help us create this program from the ground up. And here we are today, you know, with the program.
Marnie, Rivers Casino is a supporter of this veterans boot camp. What made you want to support this boot camp?
So it's definitely a funny story. Andrea had set up an appointment actually to meet with myself and the HR team to see how we could support this program or initiative. And as we were talking, and Andrea and I, we have different memories, but we joke about, you know, as Andrea, you know, was talking to me, I kind of looked at her and asked, you know, what do you know about veterans? And she, you know, she's like, what do you know about veterans? And that's where I told her I'm a Marine veteran. And she told me her son was in and kind of the basis of the program. So it's something near and dear to my heart because I was a transitioning veteran at one point in my career and had two hands up really to get me to where I am today and start my career. And the other part, you know, that's the personal part. And the professional part is Rivers Casino embraces the partnerships that we have within our community. And as Andrea said, we at that point had five of us. I was a director of HR at the time, five directors that were military veterans, three Marines, one Navy and one Army, spanning from 4 years to over 20 years of service. Heard about the program. It was important for us to be involved. And you are outside of the foundation grant. One of the things that is most impressive is that our team members contribute to the program, anything from the selection process to HR facilitating a session on interviewing skills. And our team members will work side by side with veterans and other community partners in the boot camp's annual service project. So it's very important to a lot of us here at Rivers Casino to be a part of this program.
Andrea, tell us what the mission of the boot camp is and give us some details on how the boot camp works and how it operates.
Sure, sure. Well, again, going on our seventh year, we've definitely refined it and made some changes along the way. But basically, it's a 10-week program that starts in the fall. But prior to the program starting, in the springtime, we actually kind of work with partners within the community at the Naval Base.
For those of our listeners who don't know, Des Plaines, Illinois is very close to the Great Lakes Naval Base, which is a big training center for the United States Navy.
All over with IDES, and we get the word out that we're looking for veterans to apply. So we're looking, you know, for the past 6 years, we look for veterans to apply to this program. And basically in July, we actually go through the selection process where we have chosen 20 of them. The program starts up right after Labor Day with a boot camp orientation where we go over this 10-week program. And basically throughout the course of the 10 weeks, all the participants that are selected get to go through a boot camp of sorts where we meet on Wednesdays, whether it's in person or on Zoom, where we go over all sorts of things, whether it's getting to know themselves, because, you know, obviously getting a job and transitioning and figuring out what you want to do and getting hired, you have to really, really look deep down inside to make sure that you understand yourself, you understand your communication styles, you're able to learn the tools, how to apply, what you learn about yourself to the program and then to getting a job. So in the first couple of weeks, we really focus on the veteran internally, happiness mapping, just doing all sorts of things where they understand themselves, they understand about corporate culture. And then we, all the while, they are getting one-on-one help on developing their resumes. They're getting support throughout HR and veteran professionals throughout the community on interviewing, all that stuff. So by the end of the program, they're doing mock interviews. They actually get to go to a career fair and really on all the skills that they've learned, they get to apply that and to hopefully find that job. And then at the end of the 10 weeks, we do a graduation for them where they get over $8,000 in items that we give them, as well as, you know, the schooling and all the things that are included in the program where we celebrate them and they get these actual things so they could apply towards their new job. And I will say a couple other things that are part of the program. They are, throughout the 10 weeks, are invited to attend all of the chamber's networking opportunities, learning opportunities, all free of charge, golf outing. You know, we do a lot of different things in the business community, so they really get to apply it. They get to meet people. And then we also do a community service give back project, and we even do workouts for them. So it's sprinkled all within the 10 weeks of the program.
Now, Marnie, as a Marine veteran and a corporate executive, you have experienced the separation from the Marines into the corporate world. Tell us a little bit about your transition and some of the challenges you faced.
Thanks, Stephen. I love telling this part of my story because, and I'll probably date myself, because when I was transitioning out, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Yes, I had a college degree. I was in military police, but I knew that's not a field I wanted to get into when I was getting out of the Marine Corps. And so I had to first figure out, am I going to stay where I was last stationed or am I going to move back home? And everybody kept telling me, you got to get a job. You got to get a job. And when you're in the military, you get paid twice a month and you know when your paychecks are coming. But then after that last paycheck, what was I going to do at that point? So I had to look for a job in the classified ads of a newspaper, but I didn't know what I was going to do. So I was in South Carolina at the time and went to the South Carolina Employment Commission to search for a job. And it turned out that the gentleman that helped me actually was a part-time non-commissioned officer club manager on base. And I only knew him via phone, but he recognized my name and was my, I guess you can call him the vocational rehab specialist to get me my first job. And he said, what are you looking for? And I said, I'm looking for about $35,000 a year. He's like, yeah, okay. He's like, that's not going to happen, but I know what you've done just based on our phone conversations. I can get you $10 an hour as a temporary position in a human resources office off at a club and resort off the coast of Hilton Head Island. And I said, that's great. When can I start? He's like, I'll send you over now and you can go do the paperwork. I said, that's great. I'm like, what's human resources? So I didn't even know what human resources was at that time, but I went over there. I remember doing the paperwork. I think I was asked 3 questions on an interview, and then I got the job and started in there and knew nothing about what I was going to do. And I remember my first day sitting at the desk going, okay, now what? Because I haven't had an office job before and I knew nothing about human resources. But what I did is in military police, I did investigations. So I know workers' comp. Let me investigate these things. So I kind of took that. I did training while I was in military police. So let me take on training and developing and orientating new hires. So I took that on. So I started kind of figuring out what I did in the Marine Corps and matching it to something in the civilian world. And then probably about a year and a half after that job, I got married. He was a Marine and we were getting permanent change of duty stations, PCS, to a different state. And so I had to find another job. And what was I going to do? Well, I was doing HR for about a year and a half. So let me look for an HR job. So I found one and I applied for it, but I knew I didn't have all the qualifications for this position. I went and interviewed at a newspaper in New York for a human resources assistant position, had a great interview. The next day I got called by the director of human resources and he thanked me for my time. And he stated that I didn't meet the qualifications. And I thanked him and said it was a great conversation, but he said, hold on. He goes, you're a Marine. I said, yes, I've been out about a year and a half. He goes, well, I'm a Marine too. He's like, I know what Marines can do. And he gave me that human resources assistant job. So there were two times in early in my career that I had a hand up based on what I did in the Marine Corps. And now over 25 years later, I am a vice president of human resources and love what I do. I've made a great career out of it. And it's my turn to pay it forward to other veterans transitioning out.
And boy, has she.
Andrea, you put this boot camp together, but from the point of view of the companies you work with in Displains, what is the biggest problem you see with veterans entering the civilian workforce?
You know, really, the biggest problem that I see actually is for the veterans and connecting the dots, basically networking. Obviously, when veterans go away, they're serving for a couple of years, many much longer, and they come back. And I know Marnie could talk about more of the transition programs. And, you know, we've heard a lot of stories, but it's really, really trying to reacclimate the veterans back to the civilian world and having them network again, realize their value. They realize their value, but they're scared. I could tell you, I've had so many conversations with my son who is planning on staying in and serving probably for 9 more years because he's going to retire. But he today now is talking about, Mom, what do you think I could do? What should I do? You know, they're, as Marnie stated, these veterans are amazing, but they're so used to having their days regimented. It's now they're back on their own. They're back here. They just don't know where to start. So I say it's, you know, and really what that this program does is it just helps connect. It helps them learn and it helps they get valuable resources. But at the end of the day, connection is key.
Now, Marnie, from your point of view as an HR professional, what is the biggest problem you see with veterans applying for a job specifically at Rivers Casino?
Great question. I don't know that it's a big problem, but you know, the casino industry, you know, we are 24/7, 365. And sometimes people don't want to do that anymore. You know, when you're in the military, you are 24/7, 365. So I think that's a challenge. I think sometimes a challenge would be starting over or starting below where you think you should be. But overall, you know, it's taking a chance. And if you have that, I always say, if you have the right aptitude, you'll have the right altitude. And it's important to have the aptitude first because the sky's the limit after that.
So Andrea, you and Marnie select 20 veterans for the boot camp from the hundreds of applications you receive. What criteria do you use for that selection process?
Actually, it's not just Marnie and I that go through the selection process. We have many other veteran business leaders throughout the community, including Rivers Casinos, veterans. We also have some HR professionals take a look at all the applications. So we do get quite a different, a wide selection of point of views, but I could tell you it's the veterans that actually take the time out to thoughtfully answer the questions that we find a connection with it. Sincerely want to utilize this program to change, to adapt the skills that they've learned into their life. And, you know, it is a written application, but we do also give the veterans the opportunity to send us any additional thing that helps us get to know them better, from a video to pictures to their LinkedIn profiles that they existing have, to their resumes that they're using, all sorts of things. And I could say we all don't have one specific criteria, and Marnie could elaborate on this more. We all go from our guts and what we're reading. And we also like to have a wide selection of people in the group, not just all recent transitioning vets, but we also take veterans that are in a transition in life. You know, they could be out of the military for 20 years and they still could be considered to be selected for our program. And we do look at all different branches to be represented. We've had, you know, some veterans from the Coast Guard to the Navy, to the Marines, to the Air Force, all the different branches. So we really like to think through that. We like to have a wide selection of people from different backgrounds, males and females. Marnie, have I missed anything?
No, I think you're good. I think the other thing is there's a commitment, right? Mm-hmm. So we have everyone volunteers their time for this program and for the veterans that are in this program. So when the application is being filled out, you have to see that thoughtfulness, that commitment in their application, in their answers as well, because it's so important. We need them to commit to the program because our program is so important. And again, it's all volunteers supporting them. So we need to see that in the application process as well.
Now, Andrea, do you or Marnie provide any assistance to veterans whose applications are not accepted by the boot camp?
Absolutely. I mean, our goal is to leave no veteran behind. One of the great things about this program is we do have HR professionals from all over the region that are reviewing the applications. And, you know, we do mention them when we're going through the deliberation on who we're going to choose. Some of the HR business leaders say, man, I have an open job that I'd love to be able to offer them now. You know, the key to this program is to get these veterans hired in great positions. So there's that element. The other element, we do have a career fair that is this year. It's going to be on November 1st. So we always typically, the last couple of years, we changed it to do this in the fall, but we invite everybody that has applied for the program to come and be a part of the career fair that we are doing. And we have a special reception for them. And, you know, we try to always keep these applications handy and their resumes handy. And if we hear about open positions, because we do have a job posting at the chamber, we certainly will reach out to these candidates. Marnie, I know, again, might want to add to this.
Yeah, I mean, I think, Andrea, you hit the nail on the head there, you know, and it's not just about jobs too. Sometimes we may get applications where we feel we might not be the right program for the veteran, and we can give them referrals to other programs in the area to help them out as well.
So Andrea, this year you also expanded the boot camp to allow spouses of active military members to apply. Is that correct?
Yes, first year, and we are so excited about doing this.
Why did you make such a change?
Well, I could say this, and I know I'm going to throw it back to Marnie to answer it from her being a spouse, but from our perspective, and I have to say personally, I see my son is married and they are expecting a baby, and he's moved twice already. And I could see the struggles of my daughter-in-law trying to figure out when she's moving to a new area, where's she going to work? How is she going to find the job? What she did in Washington, D.C., is she going to be able to find a job in Vegas, as an example? So there's a lot of struggles that are very similar that these military spouses are going through while they have an active duty spouse, whether it's a female or a male. We still feel like this program is so strong that we could help these military spouses. We are close to the naval base. We figure there is military spouses. We've been in connection with them to try and help us help these spouses that are in transition. So we are going to be taking 5 military spouses and 15 veterans. And Marnie, I know, has a personal story that she could elaborate on as well.
Marnie, since you were married to a Marine and were a military spouse, what different challenges do spouses of military veterans face?
Yes, so I was a military spouse for about 13 years. It can be challenging. As Andrea said, when you have to relocate, and I had to relocate twice with my spouse, you have to start over. So sometimes, you know, with military spouses, based on your career, you either have to put that career on hold because you're taking care of a family, you're taking care of your spouse. My goal was always to take on everything so that my spouse could be mission ready at any point, whether deployed or back home. And so when I took that on, I might have to start over in HR. And again, with my career, take a step back, or some military spouses pause their careers to raise the family so that their spouse can do well in their military career. So the challenges that we face as a military spouse, you know, to have to reinvent yourself in a new area where you may not have ever lived before, you know nothing about, trying to research the area. Some bases might not have military housing either, so you're living out in town trying to find a job. I know at one point we relocated to Havelock, North Carolina. It was close to a coastal town, but I had to drive about 45 minutes to an hour just to get to my employer, you know, at that time. So there's sacrifices you have to make as a military spouse. And with this program, Andrea and I talked, and I just felt as we kept evolving the program that I saw that how we can impact, positively impact military spouses, you know, in the area, we can teach them networking. We can connect them with our networks of business owners, of employers, of HR professionals. And I just felt now was the time that we could do that. And Andrea and I both agreed. So again, we are excited to be able to support military spouses with this program as well.
And how great is the Chamber of Commerce? Because, you know, if the veterans are relocating to an area, the Chamber of Commerce, depending on whatever city that they're going to, they're connected to the community, they're connected to the businesses. So it's just a perfect marriage.
Today, I'm speaking with Andrea Bewer and Marty Deepthorn of the Veterans Back to Work Bootcamp in Des Plaines, Illinois.
So Andrea, why do veterans or their spouses actually need to go through this bootcamp?
We feel through our bootcamp, it's just a great opportunity for them. Again, we have the business leaders, we have the HR directors, we have the chamber that is the conduit with these businesses and open jobs, our job postings, our job board. We feel like we can help with the solution to getting, you know, these amazing individuals hired and connected to the community.
Now, Marty, I recently interviewed a former commander in the U.S. Coast Guard. Even as an officer with a college education, she indicated that one of the hardest transitions she had to make was to learn the language of the business world, because all of her language came from the military world. Now, I've heard you use some military terms here also as we've been talking, but what does the boot camp do to address this problem?
I love that question because I feel like in the military, we speak in acronyms all day long. So again, I think what's great is we have such a support base of entrepreneurs that were veterans. We have veterans that are in the corporate world, a part of this program. And Andrea does a great job of assigning mentors to about 3 or 4 per, so we can manage that and we build these relationships. We do mock interviews with our veterans so that they get comfortable. And I love mock interviews because we can kind of stop them as they're answering a question and redirect. We do an interviewing class. So my HR team puts on an interviewing class and kind of the do's and don'ts and share that. But what I like too with this program is we have the ability to expose HR professionals in our community to veterans and get them to understand the lingo, and then also help the veterans use the civilian lingo in their professions as well, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. Marty, another question for you. Many veterans are good at taking orders and successfully completing tasks, but maybe not be very good at making independent decisions. What does the boot camp do to address this problem?
Another great question, but I will say we are great at executing the plan of the day. But I think, too, we're great at making decisions with little or no information. I'll say boot camp reminds veterans that we are great at these things. Mm-hmm. We talk about transitioning to civilian employment, and we talk about it being overwhelming. The boot camp can at times also be overwhelming. But what myself and the other veterans do, when I say veterans, the other veteran mentors do, is one, we remind them of all the intangible skills that they bring to the table, skills such as dedication, enthusiasm, integrity, timeliness, all these things that are golden to civilian employers. But we also like to share our stories. We've walked in their shoes. We've overcome a lot of challenges in our lives, and we feel that it's important to share our stories and share our networks to help them overcome anything that they want to do. Yeah. Thanks, Andrea. Yeah. Andrea, you can please add to that.
No, I agree 100% with what Marnie is saying. Try to deal with them as a person and realize their strengths.
Andrea, one of the techniques used in the boot camp is happiness mapping. What is happiness mapping and how is it used in the boot camp?
One of my favorite things that we do, and we actually do this class in the fairly the beginning. Yes, it's about finding that job, but it's about finding that career of your dreams. And we want to deal with not only just getting them hired, we want to deal with their soul and also with their goals, but not goals when it comes to a schooling goals, but how to accomplish the goals that they might have. For example, happiness map, you know, really just starts out with a circle in the middle, and it could be, I want to have children or a happy family. And then there's spokes to the circle. And okay, so happy family, how do you get there with those spokes? So happiness mapping, you know, helps way that fuels their soul on how to accomplish some of their goals to get you see on paper how you're going to work in your mind, how you're going to accomplish these things. I know Marnie, I mean, we do it every year, and it's as mentors and as facilitators of the program, you know, we go through this program every year and we learn more about ourselves as well.
Marnie, as an HR professional, what kind of value do you place on the happiness mapping when a candidate comes in to apply for a job at Rivers Casino?
You know, I think, so mind mapping is great. So that's what happiness mapping is. And I think that being able to do that helps with project management. So if they know how to happiness map, then they would be able to mind map to projects and accomplish things. So I think that it is important to know how to do that.
Andrea, what kind of transformation can a veteran or a spouse of a veteran expect if they successfully complete your boot camp?
The transformation really is going to be up to them, because really, depending on the time and the commitment that they put into this, they can change their lives. Program, we've changed many. I could tell you, for doing this for 7 years, we have veterans that have become mentors. We have had veterans that have gone through the program, former graduates that have even given back to the program because they want us to continue it. So they can have a full transformation. They're going to get the tools. They're going to get the information. They're going to get the network of people that care about them. They're going to get the HR professionals that have amazing networks. They are going to be able to change their lives if that's what they want.
Andrea, your boot camp's been very successful the last 7 years, and you just recently have been notified that you're going to receive the Employer of Veterans Award on behalf of the American Legion this year. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. We are so proud. And again, there is no I in team here without, again, the generous support of Rivers Casino, Marnie, her team, the other veterans, the facilitators, and the veterans that have been a part of this program. This award never would have happened. But at the end of the day, awards are just awards. Our reward is seeing how we've changed many people's lives for the better.
Andrea, can you share with our listeners some of the success stories you've had with your boot camp?
Well, from year one, I could tell you we have had a veteran that is now currently, I think, going into his fourth year at the Des Plaines Police Department. We've had veterans that are now firemen. We have veterans that have been hired by our local large corporation in the grocery industry that now are directors. We have one veteran that got basically a huge manufacturing job. He's doing great things, home-based, that their offices are out of Dallas. You know, we've had many, many successes. We've changed many people's lives for the better.
Barney, have any of the graduates of the boot camp applied to Rivers Casino?
Yes, sure. So we have had people apply and go through the interview process. We even had one of our, a former team member here be a participant in the boot camp, and through the boot camp and networking was able to land a great job in a graphic design field. And hopefully within the next week or two, we have somebody joining our marketing team. So we're just waiting on licensing from our gaming board.
So Andrea and Marnie, do you accept any donations and do you accept any volunteers for your boot camp?
Well, absolutely. We do accept donations. If there's any company or individuals that would be willing to give, it's through our charitable foundation, which is the Des Plaines Chamber of Commerce and Industry Foundation. They could go to our website at dpchamber.com, and there is a donate area, or call the office directly. All funds, I could say, that are donated goes 100% back to the veterans, this program.
Andrea, how can people find and contact you? What's your website and your social media identifier?
Again, they could go to our website at dpchamber.com. They can email me at aber@dpchamber.com. Or they could, you know, visit our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and just look up the Des Plaines Chamber of Commerce and Industry for more information, or pick up the phone and, you know, and do it the old fashioned way and give me a call. And that is at 847-824-4200. And I'd love to talk to anybody regarding the program.
Andrea, before we go, your son Brandon, who is in the Air Force, proposed to a cheerleader on the Washington Redskins NFL football team, who are now the Washington Commanders, on the field before a football game. You were on the field with your son that day. Can you share that story with our listeners?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a great day. It was something that Brandon was planning for a long time. And it was actually on Veterans Appreciation Week at FedEx Field in Washington, D.C. And he asked her to marry him. And thank God she said yes. And now fast forward 2 years later, and she's expecting. So I could say happy story, and they're doing phenomenal. And we're super excited about their family's success and their family about to expand and to have a little grandbaby.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Andrea, is there anything else you would like to add for our listeners to know about you or your boot camp?
Just to say that, you know, there is time to apply. We always have our application process opens, you know, in the spring. It goes till a little bit after July 4th weekend. So, and again, all the information on the program is available on our website. And if there's a company that's looking to get involved in the program, again, they are more than welcome to give me a call, send an email. And, you know, we do look for veteran volunteers that their company is active members of the chamber that would help expand the program and, you know, make it, they would end up being a nice fit. We'd love to have their knowledge and expertise as part of it.
Marnie, is there anything else you would like to add for our listeners to know about you or the boot camp, you being a veteran?
Yes, I would love to. So, you know, it's interesting with participants when they come in or after they've applied for the program, they say that the program sounded too good to be true. But then after they went through the program, they realized that everyone was so genuine and showed genuine concern for them to help them get up on their feet. And I always tell the veterans participating, you get out of it what you put into it. So there is a commitment there, but the commitment is far greater on the reward side after you finish the program. And the other thing, if I could say to veterans, is don't let your transition overwhelm you. Reach out to veterans in your area or go on to LinkedIn, look at veterans in the career field that you may be interested in. And I can always be a resource for anyone and everyone. So if anyone just wants to reach out and have questions, I am on LinkedIn. And my email address is M as in Marnie, DThorn@RUSHST.com. And I'd be happy to help or answer any questions for anyone transitioning out or looking for a career change.
Well, thank you very much for that. And Marnie, I'm curious, is it appropriate for a civilian like me who was never in the military to say Semper Fi to a Marine?
I think it is. I mean, I think there's different thoughts on that, but I absolutely think it is. And I truly appreciate that.
Thank you. Otherwise, I was just going to say goodbye.
Today, I have been speaking with Andrea Bewer, the Executive Director of the Des Plaines, Illinois Chamber of Commerce, and Marnie DThorn, Vice President of Human Resources at Rivers Casino in Des Plaines, Illinois, of the Veterans Back to Work Boot Camp. I wish you both continued success on the boot camp, and thank you both so much for being on the show today.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Till next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich. Out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.